Ford Motor Company is trying to make a big impression at this year's Detroit Auto Show. The world's second-largest car maker hopes to send the message that it's making a comeback. A year ago, Ford announced a massive cost-cutting program that would close plants, eliminate thousands of jobs, and sell assets to reverse major financial losses. Jerome Vaughn at member station WDET reports.
The somber announcement came from Chairman and CEO Bill Ford on January 11th of last year.
The great success that we enjoyed may have caused us to underestimate the growing strength of our competitors. We also pursued strategies that were either poorly conceived or poorly timed. We strayed from what got us to the top of the mountain, and it cost us greatly.
The situation was dire. The automaker had lost nearly $5.5 billion in 2001, and it was clear it would continue hemorrhaging money if it didn't make some significant changes. Auto analyst David Cole says one of the key problems was that Ford allowed itself to get distracted from its main business of building popular cars and trucks. It spent more than $1.5 billion to buy a European maintenance and repair company called QuickFit as part of its effort to become more of a consumer services company. Ford got only $500 million when it sold the business last year as part of its restructuring. Cole says QuickFit and other ventures pushed the automaker off course.
What that really resulted in is taking their eye off of what was so fundamental and core to their business, and that is designing and developing good cars and trucks that people wanted to buy. So I think when companies do that, they lose that focus. Very often bad things happen.
Over the past year, Ford has worked to resolve key issues, cutting salaried positions and scaling back automotive production. Ford plans to close several plants over the next few years, eliminating 35,000 jobs, or 10% of its workforce. President and Chief Operating Officer Nick Shala says change doesn't come quickly in the auto industry.
This is an industry of heavy capital demand, long lead times, and a lot of skills that go into it. Changing, making course alterations, is not an easy task ever.
Shala says an emphasis on cost-cutting over the past 12 months has made Ford financially stronger. Now it needs to focus on redesigning some of its vehicles to reduce production costs while making its assembly lines more flexible and efficient. Ford hopes these moves will save billions of dollars over the next 10 years. As part of the automaker's effort to show it's getting its financial house in order, Ford plans several extravagant launches for this year's North American International Auto Show in Detroit. And as Chairman Bill Ford exclaimed at the unveiling of the redesigned Mustang, product is the priority.
When we announced our revitalization plan a year ago, we said that our recovery would be product-led, and we meant it. We are introducing more than 15 new production and concept vehicles at the Detroit show this week, and that's three times the number that we normally show.
Ford also unveiled a redesigned F-Series pickup truck at the auto show. The F-Series is the best-selling vehicle in the U.S. and represented a quarter of Ford's total sales last year. Paul Eisenstein, publisher of thecarconnection.com, says Ford needed to make a big splash at the auto show to let the industry know that it should still be taken seriously. He thinks they succeeded.
This show is suggesting that it is starting to not only regain its footing, but starting to move a little bit more aggressively ahead to try to position itself as a competent leader in some segments and a fast follower in others. And that's the best any automaker can achieve.
Consumers will have their chance to judge Ford's progress as the auto show continues this week. Ford is scheduled to announce its 2002 earnings next week. The company will announce that it's made substantial progress on cost-cutting, but is still expected to post a net loss for 2002. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Vaughn in Detroit.